Hey y'all, we back at it again with another podcast. I think I'm about trying to like another like type of like introduction or something like that. I don't know yet, but hey y'all, we back at it again. So today, what I'm gonna do for our sisters and for our brothers, for my family members, from calling y'all family, is what we about to talk about self-love, okay? I'm getting sick and tired of hearing people saying that they love their significant other, but they don't love themselves. Like, make that make sense? Exactly. It doesn't make sense. So I'm gonna talk about that today, you guys. And also, even with that one as well, you can most definitely follow me on all my social media links. It should be in the description, but if not, literally, if you just type in Sinclair on Instagram or Facebook or even on Snapchat, I will pop up. You will see this face. But also as well, if you want to talk to me personally, you can always email me. We can have a conversation. I can give you advice, or you can ask me on social media. Doesn't matter. We can talk regardless. I'm friendly, I'm bubbly, I'm energetic. Now let's get into it. Now, what I want to talk about is this. Is that dealing with self-love is easier said than done. And it's so funny because it's the truth. It's literally easier said than done. Literally. I fell in love with myself. I've been in love with myself for the past 2 years now. That's crazy, right? You're supposed to love yourself since day one. Nah, I fell in love with myself since 2 years ago. And I want to explain why. You know, before that two years ago, you know, before I take that mark of the day, I actually fell in love with myself. I was loving everybody else. I was taking care of everybody else. I didn't even care what I looked like, how I took care of myself, whatever. I was just like, if my mom is good, my family is good, that's fine. If my friends are good, that's fine. If my man is good, that's all that matters. I didn't care about myself. I'm like, Sinclair, who? Nah, I don't know who she is. I don't know what to talk about her. Like, it was mind-blowing. But I didn't really take care of myself, you know? But I'm going to talk about 5 ways on how you can actually fall in love with yourself. And actually, the 5 ways I actually fall in love with myself. Now, everybody is different, you know? I don't know how people do it. People do things differently. Or you probably have a better ideas than me. Express it. Tell people about it. But this is 5 ways how I did it. I'm going to express exactly what I did. So maybe it might help you guys out in the long run. Of course, let me know. But I'm going to begin with basically 1. Is that buy new stuff for yourself. Trust me, sis. If you over here, prime example, if you really want that Rihanna Fenty makeup, you want it so bad, you like, man, I want that foundation. Or if you want them lashes at like off your friend's Instagram page, or them lashes at the beauty supply, I ain't knocking nobody where to get their lashes from, because I know where I get my lashes from, and they cheap. I get them from the beauty supply, sis. Get hip to game. But I will support black businesses. Anyway. But even if it's makeup, lashes, even if it's a wig or hair, it's just like, if you want it, get it. You know? I know we get tied up in, oh yeah, I just want to see exactly, you know, like how I look with it. Or, you know, how I would feel in it or anything. Who cares? How would you look in the new Fenty makeup, you know? I mean, to be honest, I love Fenty makeup. I'm not gonna lie, that's why I keep using it. Or who cares about how those lashes will look on you? Or who cares how blue hair will look on you? Only person that should care is you. So buy things that you want for yourself. buy things that you will love. Now, this is going to come to a tricky situation when you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend. You know? No. We're going to keep an open mind here. I know a few. I've been... I'm not going to tell nobody's story or anything, but I've heard stories of, oh, my boyfriend doesn't like this type of haircut on me, and my boyfriend doesn't like this color on me, blah, blah, blah. Sis. Okay. I'm going to tell you this one thing. I'll tell you this right now. Your man. That noise y'all heard in the background. Sorry, that was kind of like my chair moving. And I've dropped my bed. But let me tell you something. Do you want your hair purple? If it's yes, do it. What's holding you back? Oh, because my man might not like it purple. What's that time he going to have to like it? I don't know what to tell you. Now, if you work in a professional workplace, do not dye your hair purple. Just don't. You need your money, sis. Or, bro. I'm not. You know, you need your money. But you shouldn't hold yourself back to your potential because of someone else. You shouldn't. And to be honest, that's selfish. That's selfish on their end. If you want to look like this, if you want to rock this hairstyle or rock this makeup or do whatever you want to yourself because you know it's going to make you happy, do it for you. Because if that person is telling you do not do it because it's going to make them look bad, guess what? You making me look bad, so I'm about to drop you off. Period. Point blank period. Call it a day. I'm not playing these games. I'm just being honest. I'm being real. So, number two, go places. Think about it. Where haven't you gone before? Where haven't you gone before? Have you went to a state by yourself? Have you ever had a vacation for you? How about have you ever been to that restaurant you keep lurking on the internet for? How about you go to that hair salon you keep liking the pictures on Instagram about? How about you go to that festival that you always want to go? How about you finally learn how to swim or go? Well, I mean, that's kind of like an activity. I mean, well, how about you go like to the beach or like go like to the mall or like go somewhere? How about you do some stuff for yourself? Prime example, me. I always wanted to travel by myself. I did. Back in 2015. Or is it 2016, one of those. I went to Fort Lauderdale by myself. I mean, I had a job interview in Fort Lauderdale. I didn't get the job, being honest. Because, I mean, it was a flight attendant experience with Spirit. I hate Spirit. I'm not going to lie. But, I didn't get the job. But I loved it because I literally traveled somewhere by myself. And it was so much fun. I didn't care. I didn't have to care about nobody else but myself. I didn't have to care about, oh, man. Would they like it over here? Would they like it over here? Blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how, like, when y'all go, like, on group vacations and you basically have to be like, oh, man, okay, so we got to see if everybody wants to eat at the seafood place. Oh, man, no, we can't because Pookie over there is allergic to crabs. So now we got to go over here to this American restaurant. Oh, man, no, we can't because old girl, old, I don't know, Jasmine is vegetarian. Oh, man, we can't even go to the steakhouse because, oh, because she doesn't like her meat. You know how frustrating that is? That's extremely frustrating. Pookie and Jasmine, you know, if y'all listen to this, I'm not trying to single y'all out, just saying. I'm just saying, being honest. It's frustrating to the point where you guys are in a group and you have to fit everybody's needs. If y'all can do that, I applaud y'all. Because me, look, we're going to pick this restaurant. Y'all don't want to go, let's pick another one. Now, about to sit over here like, okay, let's do this. No. I mean, like, my boyfriend, shout out to my baby. I mean, he's allergic to seafood, but that's not a problem because we find other places to eat. It's not a problem. Not saying that you frustrate me, sweetheart, because you don't eat seafood. Not saying that. But I'm just saying. But let's be honest, what you have to do. See, when you travel by yourself, only thing you have to worry about is what do you want to eat? What do you want to do? where do you want to go? And when do you want to come back home? Now, I understand we do live in a crazy world. I get that. I understand, you know, you can't go to the club. I mean, you can go to the club by yourself, but people are crazy. I get that. It's just, I understand that completely. Number three, be alone. I was told this so many times that I have not even listened. And I had to learn the hard way. Because I was like, oh man, I most definitely just got my heart broken again. The reason why I say be alone is because you need to learn how to figure out what do you want out of yourself. You cannot, I repeat, you cannot love someone more than you love yourself. Whatever you put into yourself is what you're going to attract. If you do not love yourself, that person is not going to love you. If you do not love yourself 100%, that person is not going to love you 100%. Because little do you know, people can read you. Secondly, people can mirror your, literally mirror match, pretty much. What I mean by that is that people will actually look at you and be like, oh, so you don't care about how the way you look today? I ain't about to care either. That's what people do. Now, if you find a rare person that loves you more than you love yourself, do not ruin that. Because a 9 out of 10, you probably will. Just saying. You need to be alone. The reason why I say that is because you need to figure out what you want. You need to figure out what you want. You need to figure out what you love. You need to figure out what you're going to tolerate. Or figure out what you're not going to tolerate. And who you want around you. I literally spent a year and a half figuring out what I want within Sinclair. What do I love about Sinclair? What do I do not love about Sinclair? What can I change? What am I going to tolerate? What am I not going to tolerate? I had so many dudes mad at me because that they could not be with me. I said, I'm not in lecture right now. I'm not ready for one. I don't want one. I didn't. They were so mad, like, oh, so you don't like me? I'm not saying I don't like you. I'm just not ready for lecture right now. Then I thank God for the man I met today. Love you, babe. Thank you. Which, I mean, I can get in a relationship podcast next time, blah, blah, blah. But what I'm saying is that you need to be alone. I used to do this. I'm pretty much exposing myself. I used to jump from relationship to relationship to relationship. Because I was okay with that. I was perfectly fine with it. Not realizing that, A, I'm damaging the person that I'm with. Then also, B, I'm hurting myself. And I did not care. I didn't. Because of me bouncing from dude to dude to dude, I didn't give my time to heal. I did not give myself time to get over that person. You know? I didn't do that. So I'm like, you know what? You ain't gonna love me? Fine. Someone else will. And the thing is that when you jump from one relationship to the next, it makes you look like you was talking to that person while you was with that, with your ex. Now we're gonna hold you up. That's exactly what it looks like. If you, prime example, when I left one of my exes to my next ex, in between, I got accused of, like, so you was cheating on me the whole time? I'm like, no. It's just when we broke up, the person that was sliding in my DMs while we was together, I slid back in his DMs and we started going out together. But it still looks bad. And that's basically what happens. So by you doing that continuously over and over and over and over and over and again, it's going to come out to be like a big old train wreck. It's going to hit you out of nowhere. And it hit me out of nowhere. It came crashing down. I was crying. I was like, what am I crying for? Because you didn't get over a lot of people. It was a big old smack in the face. You know? You need to be alone. And don't be mad if you're single. If you're single right now, okay. If you're in a relationship right now, I'm happy with your relationship. But I hope it's a good one. I hope it's a really good relationship. I'll make a relationship podcast. We're going to talk about that too. But if you're single right now, this is for my single people. If you're single right now, value that. Cherish that. Love that. Because I'm telling you right now, be by yourself. Learn to be by yourself. Because if you're not by yourself, how you gonna tolerate the next person? You over here crying because, man, I keep getting my heart broken over the same thing. Like, I feel like it's a cycle. You know how many times I heard that line and someone said that? You know how many times I heard someone say, oh my goodness, it's the same cycle over and over and over again? Right. Going to step number four. Now, step number four. Changing yourself. Exactly what I said. Now, away from being, from it being the same cycle over and over and over again, that's when you have to change yourself. Remember this line: what you put out is what you receive, right? You guys might be so like caught up in like, well, I'm over here being the best woman, being the best guy could ever be towards them or her, you know, like, I don't understand why I'm getting hurt. The same cycle over and over again. What do you need to change? Who do you need to bring into your life? What will you tolerate? Me, to be honest, all my exes was the same guy. I'm not gonna lie, they just changed different faces all the time. They were the same hood, no good, cheating dude. The same one, but they just changed differently. Their body's different, their face is different, but all the personalities are the same. Now, they could say, you know, every Detroit dude, every Detroit female's the same, but to be honest, that's a lie. Everybody's not the same. It's what you put out. If you put out, I want a man that's going to treat me right. And I bet you, it's going to be a man that's going to treat you right, come back in. Whatever you put up, whatever you put up with is what you allow. Pretty much. You're allowing this to happen over and over again. You are letting it happen. You're starting to not care. You just want to feel someone there and not feel alone. You just want to feel hugged and cuddled and want to fill in that void that you haven't been filled up in yourself. How are you going to love someone better than yourself? How can you love someone better than yourself? Explain that to me. How can you love your significant other more than you love yourself? Whatever you put out is what you allow. Period. It's going to be that same cycle over and over again. Just imagine being on like a roller coaster that goes the same over and over again. You come off the roller coaster, you go back on the same roller coaster over and over again, over and over again. You're not even worried about the other rides over here, the other rides over here, because you're on the same roller coaster over and over again. The same one. Going up and down, through the loops, through the tunnels, and you come out the tunnels like a big old freaking thing that happened. Like, it's mind-blowing, it's crazy. Until you sit down, open up your mind, and figure out, okay, I've been dealing with the same type of people, what can I change? And this also doesn't just go for relationship-wise. This goes for, like, friendship-wise. Even with your friends. If you keep getting the same old broke friends, friends that talk about you behind your back, friends that are backstabbers, friends that are just mean and everything, what can you change? What can you change? The one thing I did was that I literally sat down and I wrote out the pros and the cons with me. You know, that was extremely hard because we get self-caught. We like, man, that's wrong with me. Baby, there's stuff wrong with you. I'm serious. So I literally sat down and I wrote out the pros and the cons within myself. And you want to know what's so crazy? The cons were more than the pros. That's when I knew I need to fall in love with myself. That's what it is. I said, I will not tolerate a man that only wants me for my body, not for my mind. Because I'm a very smart individual. I had this one dude I liked so much, but he can never remember my name. And the one thing I care about the most, and this is the one thing I put down on my self-love paper, was that I wrote down, if he cannot remember my name, my middle name, because my last name, I know it's kind of hard for people to pronounce. If you cannot remember my first name, my middle name, my birthday, and where I was born and raised at, and my current job, I don't need to talk to you. I don't. Because you're not paying attention. And that's why I say, change yourself. Because whatever you put out is what you allow. So what I change everything. What I put out, I change that. And that's when I go on to the last step. Into step 5. Writing out self affirmations for yourself. Now, what I did was I actually downloaded this app on my phone. I don't know if it's like on Google Play, but I know it's on iTunes, well, on the App Store. It's called Selfish Babe, and She Who Is Called, I believe. That's the name of it. Those two apps, I love them so much. First and foremost, they're black owned. Secondly, they like give you stuff throughout the day. Even when the days you don't feel confident within yourself, you're just like, ugh, I don't feel like dealing with today. Oh my God. And I don't know, you get a notification on your phone like, sis, you got today. You look amazing. You like, you know what? I do look amazing. See, you need that. And also write some off for yourself too. If you have a mirror, now if you have your own place or your own mirror, get a Sharpie right over the mirror. Write over things that when you wake up, when you look in the mirror, you can see about yourself. That's what I did. Look in the mirror and also tell yourself, I love you. When was the last time you told yourself, I love you? When was the last time? And I bet you it was a while. It was a while ago. When was the last time you actually looked in the mirror and found the things that you love the most about your face and your body? Not looking at like, oh, I hate my love handles. Oh, I hate my pudge. Oh, I hate my cheeks right here. I hate my lips. I hate my nose. That's instantly putting negative thoughts in your head. When have you looked in the mirror and be like, I love my nose. I love my eyes. I love how the way my shape of my lips are. I love how my cheeks look. I love how long my hair is. I love my body. When was the last time you did that? Because every time I talk to any of my friends, they will tell me, or even my family members, they will tell me, ugh, I hate when I do this. I hate that I look like this. You're not going to tell you something that you love about yourself? So by you saying that you hate this about yourself, instantly, you're hating things about yourself. You're putting that hate in your heart. But instead of hating yourself, figure out what you love about yourself. Look in the mirror and be like, you know what, Sinclair? I love my body, bro. Like, I look good. Sis, bro, yes you do. Do that. Because if you don't, who's going to love your body? I'm being serious. Literally, tell yourself that you love yourself. Do it right now. Say, I love you. 3 times. I love you. I love you. I love you. And it feels good. You can see like a smile in your face start to rise. It feels amazing. Yeah, just because your man or your girl, man or your woman tell you, I love you. That's cute. But do you love yourself? Your mama can tell you, yeah, you cute. Well, because first of all, you came out your mother, so she ain't going to lie to you. She's going to tell you that you're cute because you're your mother's child. But I'm just saying, like, look in the mirror and tell yourself, I love you. Do it. Because if you don't, okay, someone else will. But do you feel that you love yourself? And I'm stressing that. to the T. And the last thing I want to leave you guys with is this. Do this for yourself. And also do this for me. When you have time, write out a list of things that you love about yourself. Write out the pros and the cons. If the cons weigh out more than the pros, fix it. If the pros weigh out more than the cons, write out again. Dig deeper. And they're at the both of the same, like same numbers. Okay. Fix your cons. If something is fixable within you, fix it. If it is fixable. If it's not fixable, find a way that you can love it. Find a way that you can fall in love with it. I'm not here to tell you that the impossible is possible. Sometimes it is. But what I'm telling you is that fall in love with yourself. This is a new year. Love yourself. Love yourself to the fullest potential of no one else will. And on that note, I'm going to leave you guys with that. I thank you guys for listening. I thank you guys for being a big old contributor to this podcast, you know. And I love you guys. If you guys want to reach out to me and talk to me personally, hey, you can. I'm an open book. I do not mind. Or I can give you guys like a little story time. Regardless, you guys have a lovely day. Enjoy. Love yourself always. Please love yourself always. And remember, always remember, what you put out is what you allow. Have a good one, guys. Mwah.